Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Greeting to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we will be talking about Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam. When did Muhammad live? Where did he live? How he became a prophet? It is very important questions, and I believe it is very important to know the beginning of Islam from the Prophet of Islam. So, revealing the truth about Islam concerning Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam. Who is Muhammad? So many stories have been told concerning Muhammad, the life of Muhammad. Do you know that the name Muhammad was given by Muhammad himself, which means the brave one, but his real name was Qasim. Muhammad lived in a city is called Mecca. There are so many things when I heard about Muhammad. First, I did not believe in it because it is a little bit over the logical thing to be accepted. But that's is fact we found as we searched for the truth about Muhammad. Did you know that Muhammad's daddy died 4 years before Muhammad was born? And when you hear me saying that Muhammad's mama was pregnant for 4 years, you scratch your head and say, this is a joke. No, it is not a joke. That's actually what Muslim scholar interpretation to the verses of the Quran. For example, if we go to chapter 13 in the Quran and verse 8, we read, Allah knows what every female bears and how much their wombs listen and enlarges, and with him everything is by measure. Now, for the interpretation of Muslim scholar like Ibn Kathir or Qurtubi, you can see this actually in the Saudi Arabia official website. You see that they will interpret this verse when Allah said, and how much their wombs listen and enlarges. How the womb listen. The interpretation of these scholars will tell you that's how long the baby can be inside the womb, what is less than 9 months. So Qurtubi will tell us that the shortest time of pregnancy can be up to 6 months. Obviously, this has been proven now to be a mistake because we know now with the medical advances, moms can have a baby up to 3 months and the baby will survive. But for the other portion now, which is really make no sense at all to me or to anybody with common sense, when you're talking about and enlarges, how the womb can enlarge, meaning how the time or the length of the pregnancy can be more than the 9 months. The interpretation here of Al-Qurtubi tell us that this can be up to 2 years, as some people claim. Other Muslim scholars say that it is 3 years. Al-Shafi'i, for example, said it is 4 years. And Malik tell us it can go up to 5 years. Guys, I hope you're listening to me. Muslim scholars, those who are the source of knowledge, these are the people who interpret the Quran for the simple majority Muslim people, come up to us with this interpretation to these verses. Yes, some women have a short time of pregnancy and it is up to 6 months, and some women have long time of pregnancy and this can go up to 5 years. I mean, I don't know what to say, but if these are the Muslim scholars, what can we leave to the simple Muslim man and woman who have no knowledge of interpretation to the verses of Allah in the Quran? I know right now you're shaking your head saying, I can't believe that somebody believe words come out of the lips of a scholar or written by some Muslim scholars, but that is the level of knowledge among those Muslim scholars. Same people, same scholars who believe the earth is flat and they make fun. They make fun of those who believe that the earth is sphere. They are the same people who teach that a woman can be pregnant for 4 or 5 years. The question we must ask here, how did we know that Muhammad mama was pregnant with Muhammad for 4 long years? I will give you the conclusion of the story. Muhammad daddy, Abdullah, and Muhammad's grandfather, Abu Abdul Muttalib. They both married to two sisters in one day. Muhammad Daddy Abdullah married Amna, and his father, Abdul Muttalib, married by Amna's sister, Hala. Amna became pregnant with Muhammad immediately after she married, and his father died while she was pregnant with Muhammad. Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Muhammad, have a son by the name Hamza, which is obviously now is the uncle of Muhammad. Hamza, the uncle of Muhammad, was 4 years older than Muhammad, which is a great proof that Muhammad was not the son of Abdullah unless his mama was pregnant with Muhammad for a long 4 years. Now, someone will ask, what are your sources which you use to prove that this story is true? My dear brother and sister, these are books written by Muslim scholar. The first book is called Al-Tabaqat al-Kubra li-Ibn Sa'd Bab Tazawwuj Abdullah Ibn Abd al-Muttalib Amna Bint Wahab. The second source is called Al-Sira al-Halabiyya Bab Tazwij Abdullah Abi al-Nabi Salam Amna Ummi Salam wa Hafr Zamzam. The third source, Al-Isti'ab fi Tamyiz al-Ashab li-Ibn Abd al-Birr Bab Muhammad Rasulullah Salam. The fourth source, Asad al-Ghaba. These are Muslim books we opened, we read, and we found these facts to be in it. There are many, many other sources. If you just go online and do a search for this, you will find it for yourself. Now, what other evidence do we have to prove that Muhammad's uncle Hamza was 4 years older than Muhammad? Here is the source for the next proof. Al-Sira al-Halabiyya lil-Imam Burhan al-Din al-Halabi Bab Ghazwat Uhud. In the third year after immigration, Muslims perform a war. Is known by Ghazwat, the invasion of Uhud. During this war, Muhammad's uncle Hamza was killed and he was 59 years old. As we know for a fact, Muhammad himself died on the 11 years after immigration, and Muhammad was 63 years old. The difference between the time when Hamza, Muhammad's uncle, died and the time of Muhammad's death is 8 years. If we added this 8 years to the age of Hamza, Muhammad's uncle, he will be 59 plus 8, 67 years. This is a great proof that Muhammad's uncle Hamza was 4 years older than Muhammad. The final conclusion is, Muhammad mama was pregnant with her son Muhammad for a long 4 years, or perhaps Abdullah was never the father of Muhammad. When did Muhammad come to this world? Muhammad was born 570 AD. That is 570 years after Christianity spread abroad. That's why we know there were Christians in Mecca where Muhammad was born. Muhammad claimed to be a prophet when he was 40 years old. 23 years later, when he was 63 years, Muhammad died. Where did Muhammad live? He was born in Mecca. And if you can look at some map, you will discover that the city Mecca still exists until today in Saudi Arabia, which is east of Egypt on the continent of Asia. It is a very important map we must know, because on this map you will find two cities, which the two cities where Muhammad lived. The first city is called Mecca, and up north of it, 210 miles, there is another city by the name Yathrib, which Muhammad changed the name to Medina. In Mecca, Muhammad lived the first 40 years of his life. First, he lived with his mom until the age of 5, and then his mama died. And then he moved to be with his grandpa, who lived with him for 1 year, and then his grandfather died. At the age of 6 years, Muhammad moved and lived with his uncle. Muhammad was a shepherd boy, and later he worked for a rich lady who was married to 3, and some say 4 husbands before Muhammad, by the name Khadija. Muhammad uncle, I believe, protected Muhammad politically, for he was the man who is in charge of all the gods of the Saudi Arabia land. There were roughly 360 gods inside a black building which is known by Al-Kaaba. Muhammad's manager, the rich Khadija, liked Muhammad so much for he was faithful. He did not cheat her as may other men have done. Then she later proposed to him, which is a little bit weird in the Arab culture at the time, for normally, even until today, men are the one who ask women to be married to, not women ask men to marry to. Muhammad accepted her proposition, and he married her at the age of 25. Khadija was 20-some years older than Muhammad. He continued to work for her for 15 years, as he traveled to the north and to the south, carrying her goods as any salesman would at the time. At the age of 40, Muhammad used to go into a cave by the name Hara, and inside the cave, Muhammad used to meditate. We always ask the question, meditate on what? Muhammad was never a Jew. Muhammad was never a Christian. So what kind of meditation did he perform inside such a cave? The answer is, Allah knows best.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
In one cold winter night, Muhammad went inside this cave to meditate. And inside the cave, Muhammad saw a vision, some spirit. He ran all the way home. In this cold winter night, Muhammad was full of fear and he was sweating. And he said to his people, Zamiluni, Zamiluni, which means cover me, cover me. Well, I understand if you ever meet with a spirit or an angel, you'll be afraid. And normally, as we read throughout the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, when the angel of the Lord or some angel, first you get scared, but the first sentence come out of the lips of the angel is always peace or fear not. We can imagine when we read the story of Mary met with Angel Gabriel and how did he spoke to her and she was afraid. And when Angel Gabriel explained to her that he have a message from God to her and she knows that he is Angel Gabriel, she did not run home, but she actually talked with him. Can you imagine, my dear brothers and sisters, if you tonight met with some angel? Can you imagine if you can literally have a wonderful half hour or an hour talking with angel, touching them, feeling their feather, if they have feather or their wings, and literally, it would be a great experience. And you can ask him, tell me about Jesus, tell me about Paul, tell me about Abraham. Have you ever seen Adam? Have you ever seen Mary? And you can ask all these questions about, tell me how heaven looked like. I believe deeply it will be a great experience. I don't think any one of us will run a long distance in fear if he or she met with an angel. What a wonderful experience it would be. But anyway, Muhammad ran home. And at home, his wife comforted him. Khadija assured Muhammad it will be fine. Khadija did her best to comfort Muhammad, but he was afraid because he did not know if it was a godly spirit or demonic spirit. And by the way, this story we can read today in the Arabic language in the Saudi Arabia official website under the title The Test of Khadija and the Proof of Muhammad Prophecy. That's how my dear brothers and sisters, Muslims know for sure that their Muhammad is a prophet through the wonderful test which his wife Khadija performed. She told him, "When you see this spirit again, let me know and I will test it for you." And behold, one more time in his own house, Muhammad saw the same spirit and he told his wife, she performed this amazing test. She sat down and she asked Muhammad to sit on her left thigh. Imagine with me, my dear brothers and sisters, 60 some years old woman sitting on the ground and her husband, 40 years old man, sitting on her left thigh, as literally a mom hold a child, a babe. Then Khadija asked Muhammad, "Look, can you see the spirit?" He said, "Yes, I can see the spirit." Then Khadija asked Muhammad to sit on her right thigh. And she asked Muhammad once again to look at the spirit is still there. And Muhammad said, "Yes, the spirit is still there." Then Khadija asked Muhammad to sit between her two legs as a woman will hold her baby. And she asked Muhammad to look one more time to see if the spirit is still there. And Muhammad said, "Yes, the spirit is still there." Then Khadija took her clothes off, becoming naked. And she asked Muhammad to look one more time to see if the spirit is still there. And there Muhammad knew for sure that the spirit is gone. And he told his wife Khadija, "No, the spirit have left the room." And she told him her famous statement, "Abshir ya ibn al-am, good news my cousin, this was nothing but the angel Jibreel and you are the prophet of God." Wow, it is very amazing how she was able to perform such a test to examine the spirit which was in the room. And I wonder, how did Khadija know that this spirit was angel, not a demon? The answer is very simple. If it was a demonic spirit, the spirit will never leave the room because she took her clothes off, for demons do not mind to be in the presence of a naked woman. But since the spirit left the room, that assured her that this was a godly angel. And I don't know where did Khadija come up with this exam. And did we ever read in the Bible about Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Daniel? Any of this prophet ran to their wife, asked them to take their clothes off to just to make sure that they are speaking with the Spirit of God, with an angel of the Lord, not some demonic spirit? Of course not. But that is how Muhammad discovered that he is a prophet. That's how Muhammad knew for sure that he is a prophet. What a wonderful story. Khadija is the proof that Muhammad is a prophet, a female which according to the Quran, her witness is equal to half of a man. And that's the only proof Muhammad have, that's the only proof Muslim have that their Muhammad is a prophet. When his wife took her clothes off, the spirit left the room, which means that this spirit is Angel Jibreel. What amazing story. Someone will may say, that is not the only proof we know of Muhammad to be a prophet. For the Quran itself is a great proof that Muhammad is a prophet. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, we are going to open the Quran. We are going to read all what is written there, which is another evidence, another proof that Muhammad is not a prophet. If you believe that Muhammad is a prophet because of the writing of the Quran, I promise you, as you continue to listen to our broadcast, you will discover for yourself the Quran is a great proof that Muhammad is not a prophet. Now, what does the Bible say about a prophet? How do we know if a man claimed to be a prophet is a true prophet or not? It's very simple. If we go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 13 and the first three verses, what does the Bible say? That there are prophets who will come and give prophecy and their prophecy will be fulfilled, but they are not from God, for they are those who will God used to test the people to see if they are faithful in their worship to God or not. So my dear brothers and sisters, it's not because somebody claimed to be a prophet, he is a prophet for sure. No. There are three very simple tests. If the man passed the three tests, he is a true prophet. First, the man must prophesy. For how can you be a prophet if you don't prophesy? Some Muslim may say, yes, Muhammad is a prophet, for he gave prophecies in the Quran. Those who claim that Muhammad is a prophet, they count all their hope on the verses written in chapter 30 in the Quran, verses 2 and 3 and 4, which clearly states, "The Rome are defeated in a near part of the land, and after having been defeated, they will be victorious within a few years. To Allah is the affair, before and after, and on that day the believers will rejoice." This is the verse which Muslims put all their hope to show us that Muhammad the Prophet, because he gave a prophecy. My dear friends, I wish we have the time to show you some examples of what we mean by prophecy. But when we talk about our seminar, Muhammad or Christ, who is greater, we will be talking in depth concerning what we mean by prophecy. This is not a prophecy. Muhammad here delivered only one questionable guess about the Romans winning a future battle. No date, no place given, not any information, not any details at all. This is like a good guess of me telling you sometime in the future, near to your home, it will rain. Of course it's going to rain sometime next year or the following year. That's not a prophecy from my behalf. That does not make me a prophet. That makes me a man who just gave a guess. I mean, two people are fighting. One is going to win and the other one is going to lose. That is not prophecy. This is just a guess. This is just a questionable statement without any detail. Number two, the prophecy must be fulfilled. And we cannot stop here. For the third test is very important. He must lead the people to worship the God of the Bible. The true God, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And that's for sure is not fulfilled in Muhammad. For Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, led the Muslim to worship the God of this world. Allah, the God of Muhammad, is not the God of the Bible. And that's what we will be talking about in the next broadcast. Is the God of Muhammad the same the God of the Bible as Muslims claim throughout the world? And until we meet again, may God continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.